today.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mike.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here. We'll start things out, though, with your phone calls. Sam is in Iowa to start things out tonight, and this hour at least. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Sam. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I'm a short-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Great to talk to you guys. First of all, though, before I get to my main point, I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. You're talking about the Free State Project earlier, hitting 10,000.
That's right.
That's sweet. I just want to say I actually just joined, like, last week.
Oh, great.
It was, like, number 9,974, something like that.
Fantastic.
But I plan on moving out there next fall, if I can get things together.
Next fall. Now, some people, when they say next, do you mean this coming fall?
Yeah, 2010.
2010. Okay, so this fall.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Great.
But, yeah, 10,000 people, that's great. And just another thing, I understand that you guys don't have guests regularly, but I was just wondering if you had ever considered interviewing Butler Schaefer.
From LouRockwell.com?
Yeah.
No, I've not. He's pretty much like a gold expert, right?
A gold expert?
No? Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, he's a voluntarist philosopher, just a great writer. He's like a law professor, I think. But anyway, just a suggestion. I think he's really great.
Okay.
You guys would really like him.
I certainly appreciate that. Go ahead with your other thoughts.
Yeah, right. Basically, the reason I just called was I'm having a kind of dilemma here, a dispute with my landlord concerning property rights and contract, I guess. But, you know, I just wanted to get your guys' perspective and maybe advice on this.
So what's up?
It's kind of a moral dilemma. But basically, I guess just tell the story in a linear fashion real quick here. It all started a couple weeks ago. I was driving my car, right, to the grocery store, and I accidentally did something pretty careless. I locked my keys into my car.
Uh-oh. Yep. That happens.
That happens, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason I have AAA. I lock them in. So, I used to lock them in so often that I had to have AAA.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty stupid thing. But normally that wouldn't be a problem because, you know, I got a spare key at my apartment. But, you know, as luck would have it, I locked my apartment key
in the car
as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, obviously. So basically I ended up calling like my landlord companies, like after hours line.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some guy come out and, you know, unlock my apartment and get me out and all that. So I could get back into my room. But and everything was okay. I thought that was the end of it. But like last Friday I got a bill from my landlord saying that I owe $90 for them unlocking my door.
Is that in your lease?
Which, you know what? This is the thing. I reviewed my lease, and it's in there. So technically, yes, I did sign a contract agreeing to that, but I don't know. I still feel like...
Well, it's kind of like when you go to the restaurant. What this sounds like is one of those situations where you go to the restaurant, and the waitress says, you order the bread rolls, and they say, would you like some butter on that? Sure, I'd love some butter on that. Turns out the butter's $5.50, you had no idea, and they do this crap to you, all the time.
Sounds like a pretty ritzy restaurant that would do something.
Whatever,
like
I'm making up the circumstances. Yeah. But everybody's had this where they're, would you like a refill on your soda? And this is one of these crappy restaurants where the restaurant charges you for the refill. And, it's one thing if it comes in a can and you know, you've just charged them another one, but if it's a fountain drink.
Right, it's fountain drink, costs cents for them to
Right,
provide.
So, was this one of those scenarios? Areas where you felt like this was sort of an included service kind of thing. You have lockout service along with your rent, and you didn't really know that you were going to get charged for this, and he didn't mention a price to you, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like that. Like, well, like I said, it's in specifically my contract, you know.
It's in your contract, so he shouldn't have to mention it. I mean, it's already been mentioned in the beginning when you signed up for the...
How long's the lease?
For the apartment.
How long's the lease?
The lease is like a year, and I signed it.
How long in pages?
Oh, gosh, a few pages.
Six pages front and back?
Something like that, yeah.
And, but, you know, hidden in there somewhere, it turns out once you pore over it that sure enough there's
doesn't
a,
seem
there's
unreasonable
a charge
to me.
It.
He's got to call somebody at midnight or whatever, at whatever time it was.
I know.
He said it was
I
after
just think
hours.
It's crappy. I'm not saying
he's
he doesn't
gotta
know
call
it.
Somebody out, and he's got to, I don't think it's crappy at all. He's got to call somebody out who was doing something else with their time at whatever time this was. They've got to come out from whatever it is they were doing to come rescue your absent-minded self who locked the keys in your car, and they, you know, there's a charge for that service. I don't think it's unreasonable at all.
What if
it was unreasonable, you should have negotiated at the time of signing the lease.
Wait, there's always times for negotiations, Ian. Now, what about in this situation, how much of this charge is, how much of that $90 is going to the guy and the company that came out and unlocked the door? How much of it's going to your landlord? Who knows?
I don't know. Just to clarify a few things. First of all, I called like an emergency line. Like, I think it's, you know, like they have, you know, an after-hours operation, so it's not like I specifically called the landlord and he had to make an exception. Like, they have this, you know, an emergency service type thing, I guess, if you will, that they do. And, but no, certainly, you know, it costs money to do that and come out, but the thing is, like, they didn't say at the time that it would cost anything. The implication was that it's going to be free. And even
I don't see how that was implied.
Wait a second. And there's also situations, and I'm only going pulling off of life experience here. It seems like there's also situations where they sort of make it seem like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just come right out and take care of it for you. And you don't have any idea that it's going to cost you anything. And I think that is wrong. If you don't have any idea, I mean, this is one thing that you need to get, you know, that the landlord needs to demand from this company is that, look, when my people call, they have to know there's a charge here.
Well, I think that makes sense.
I'm not, you know, I understand about the contract and everything, but it's immoral. It's the wrong way to act. I mean, what if it had been $5,000, Ian?
I don't think it was immoral per se. I think it was poor customer service. I think it makes more
what
sense.
If it was $5,000.
I think it makes
sense. He would just be on the hook for it?
You signed the agreement.
But you're out of your mind, dude.
It's right
there's
there
such
in the
thing
agreement.
As wrong agreements, and there's bad, and yes, bad customer service.
I think that it's good customer service to say, sure, that'll be $90. We'll send somebody right out. I think that makes sense. But to say that, well, he should have, that there was some sort of suggestion this would have been free, it didn't sound that way to me. You signed the agreement that said it was $90. You said it was right there.
How are you supposed to? You remember that?
You don't have to remember it. You signed it at the time. You could have looked at it and said, wow, that's a lot of money for letting me into my house if I lock the keys out. If they let you have that for free, then nobody cares if they lock their keys out. If there's no incentive at that point, Sam, to pay attention to what you're doing, because your landlord will just bail you out. I don't think there's anything unreasonable. Maybe it was a little too expensive.
Sam,
I don't know.
He would be supporting this if it was $1 million. He doesn't care. To him, contracts are law. The man is so rigid, he doesn't understand real life.
Yeah, if I may, I mean, I know I understand that, you know, it's pretty irresponsible, and technically I did sign the contract, so I should have known. I know, stupid me, but
yeah. What if the contract, Sam? What if you hadn't read the whole thing, all six pages front and back, for a total of 12 copies or whatever
yeah.
it is, and
I mean,
it said that you had been you had indentured yourself for the remainder of your life to this guy if you made this telephone call? I mean, would he be indentured for the rest of his life?
If you haven't read and agreed to the contract, then you don't have a contract. At that point, they can take your security deposit and kick you out of the house. If you don't want to agree to the agreement, then contract's null at that point. If you haven't come to a meeting of the minds, and you're saying that, well, if what you're saying is you did not read the contract and sign it, then yeah, it's not a valid contract, I don't think, at that point. But then again, then at that point, you can't hold them to returning your security deposit at that point, because it's not a valid contract. You gave them a check for a security deposit without even knowing what you were getting into.
Here's what I want you to...
Buyer beware.
Here's what I think you need to do, Sam. I think you need to tell the landlord you'll pay that $90, but you'll do it after he sends a letter to the contracted company there, whatever, that takes care of the services, saying that they must tell his renters in the future that there's a charge for them coming out.
I think that maybe you should suggest that the landlord tell them that, but to say,
well, I'll pay it after you do this, because then he's in violation of his contract if he doesn't pay for the charge.
Thanks, Sam. Good luck. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You can bring up anything here with your thoughts on contracts if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages. Created by listeners like you. Also, our shrine of female listeners with dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. The Shrine is brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com, and you can see it at shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI.
1-800-259-9231. You can call in about what you want, and we'll continue here with some news out of Pittsburgh. William Grigg reporting from the Lou Rockwell blog at lourockwell.com. In fact, William Grigg is, I believe, going to be one of the speakers at this year's Liberty Forum coming up this weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum here in a little bit.
We've sure read a bunch of his articles in the past.
We have. He is really the man to go to when it comes to taking a look at the police states and the rise of the control apparatus of government just around us here. The story is called The Thin Blue Line from Pittsburgh, which is under a state of emergency in anticipation of weekend flooding. This was written before the weekend. Might witness an outbreak of the blue flu, an epidemic of militant petulance resulting in a mass sick out by the police. As has been the case elsewhere, the Pittsburgh plague is an acute reaction by tax-engorged union police to what they consider an intolerable affront. That is, a judge recently dismissed spurious criminal charges against 18-year-old Jordan Miles, who was beaten by police on January 12th. While walking to visit his grandmother, Miles, an honor student at the nearby Kappa High School, was swarmed and beaten by three undercover street cops with the Pittsburgh Police Department. The assailants claimed to have seen a heavy object in the young man's coat that they suspected was a weapon. It proved to be a bottle of Mountain Dew. Miles fled after the attackers demanded money and drugs. After he slipped and fell, he was beaten, kicked, and mauled so severely that he thought he was going to die. As is usually the case when an innocent person suffers a criminal assault by the police, and as is always the case when the innocent person tries to protect himself, Miles was hit with several contrived criminal charges, including aggravated assault, meaning that he made physical contact at some point with one of the consecrated beings who attacked him.
That's not what aggravated means. Aggravated means you used a weapon. But, okay, maybe on against a cop, it's a different story.
Resisting arrest, which is not a crime but a common law right, loitering, and prowling. The last two charges were products.
I've always wondered about this loitering and prowling thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you loiter before you've been told to move along?
I don't know.
What is prowling?
Look it up. I have no idea.
If it's not trespassing, then what is it? I mean,
lurking about. I don't know.
I mean, you're on public property or property open to the public, and you know, like prowling. It's one of these contrived charges, as he said.
The last two charges were products of an undisguised perjury. Monica Woodling, the resident who was supposedly the victim of Miles's intrusion, contradicted the affidavit filed by the cops who assaulted the young man, telling District Judge Oscar Petit Jr. that she had never told the police that she didn't know Miles and had denied him permission to be on his property. This led Judge Petit to dismiss all of the charges against Miles. Judge Petit's courtroom was packed with police officers when the decision was announced. One of them, Chuck Hanlon of the local Fraternal Order of Police, declared that his tax feeder union would lobby the district attorney pretty hard to refile those charges against Miles. Attorney.
And the reason they do this is that they know that they stand together because, you know, they want their brethren to be protected. And they know these guys were in the wrong at this point, and they don't want it to happen to them later.
And isn't that double jeopardy when they bring back charges?
I couldn't tell you. The double jeopardy thing confuses me, too.
Well, I know that, I guess if they don't dismiss them with prejudice, then I suppose they can do that. Anyway, the attorney Bill Diffenderfer, who represented the subsidized thugs who beat Miles, seized on a trivial scheduling anomaly as a pretext for demanding a second hearing. Judge Jim Motznick was scheduled to hear the case on March 4th rather than Judge Petit. However, Judge Petit had been slated to hear the case weeks earlier before it was postponed because the officers failed to appear at the hearing. In other words, the case was heard by the same judge originally scheduled to hear it, yet Diffenderfer insinuated that Judge Petit's action in hearing hearing a case assigned to him suggested that the judge, rather than the police assailants who didn't attend the earlier hearing, was acting out of corrupt motives. The theatrically outraged Diffenderfer told a local CBS affiliate, quote, I certainly hope the district attorney looks into this and does the right thing, refiles the charges in front of a magistrate who has absolutely no interest and is not a magistrate who's asking to hear the case. In keeping with standard practice, Miles' assailants are on paid vacation, while the department pretends to conduct an official inquiry. The city council, under pressure from an understandably outraged city residents, is exploring a package of proposed reforms, some of which would include racial sensitivity training that would exacerbate tensions while doing nothing to address the problem of police impunity. Not content to prolong the legal torment of an innocent teenager who already suffered a severe beating, the police union is seeking to capitalize on a potential crisis by way of a staged sick-out by officers who take inconsolable offense at the thought that there may be professional and legal consequences for beating innocent people on the street. So basically, the police in Pittsburgh are looking at essentially calling in sick massively, in mass, as a collective protest that the judge would dismiss the charges against the teenager who was beaten by their brethren.
Well, maybe if they do call in massively sick, there won't be any teenage honor students beaten that day.
That's probably going to be the case, yeah. So I don't know what I don't know really where you go with this story. It's just this is how they do it. This is your police department protecting and serving themselves. They don't protect and serve you. I know some of them got into it for that reason, but can you imagine what would happen to the good guys that got into policing for the real good reasons of trying to protect people if they decided they didn't want to go along with the police union sick out on this? What do you think would happen to them?
Oh, they'd be called a scab and treated very poorly by their brethren.
Yeah, they might get the next beating. You know, there's certainly that possibility.
I suppose more likely they'd get hazing in the staff rooms and that kind of thing.
So something undesirable would happen to them as a result of it, because these people will not. I mean, it doesn't seem to matter how terrible their activities are. This kid is not a bad person. He didn't hurt anybody. The woman in this case was not saying the same things the police said about him, the original supposed accuser, and the judge saw it pretty clear as a case of nonsense. He throws it out, and the police department just has an S-fit over it.
If your normal operating procedure, and I can only assume that since the police union runs to their defense in this, and I don't know anything about the Pittsburgh Police Department, but I can only assume that this is relatively standard operating procedure, is that you find some guy, you beat on him, and then you file some charges against him, and the judge throws it out, and then that's why the strange thing here is how they're reacting. They're reacting as though this is the way it should be, and I can only assume that's because that's how they normally act, and that's how it normally is.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale is over today. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry. Sale ends today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are free. The bulletin board system is one of them, with over 500,000 posts. An awful lot to talk about. All free for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. Word of warning, it is virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind. bbs.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. Now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves. And just go there and check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Andrea is on the line, either that or it's Andrea in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Which way do you pronounce your name?
Andrea,
what's on your mind tonight?
Yes. NBC had the Looting of America on. They ended their show with it, a story done by Lisa Myers. And it's basically about the gold mines in Elko, Nevada. There are a lot of different mines out there that are mining gold. It's all U.S. taxpayer-owned land. And she indicated that coal companies pay royalty to mine the land that is owned by taxpayers, as well as the oil companies have to pay royalties whenever they take oil out of the land. They pay the royalties, but they don't whenever it comes to all this gold. And a gold bar is running for $1.25 million, and they showed that there's just all these different mines, and there's billions and billions of dollars down there in the ground that they're mining, and evidently there was a law passed back in 1885, a U.S. Grant passed this law about gold mining and said that I guess companies don't have to pay royalties, but excuse me, in our economic climate, something needs to be done.
Wait a minute. You said that, let me see if I got this straight. You're saying that oil companies are paying royalties to the government, but that the people mining gold are not?
Nope. But they don't get a penny.
But wait, you did say that oil companies are paying royalties?
Well, that's if it's on taxpayer money land.
So, did you get a check from the oil companies?
I didn't.
No.
But I'm assuming our government probably gets it.
Well, okay. What I don't really know, and I you obviously have more information on this apparently than I do. It's my understanding that usually the way it works is that the government just simply leases out land to various different companies. So the companies drilling for oil, or the companies mining for gold, or whatever it is they're doing out there, just paying essentially rent to lease the property, and then they can get from it whatever they get from it. Whether they're paying royalties or not on each gallon of oil withdrawn or each ounce of gold, I don't know. And, I'll just take your word for it. Either way, it's still just an undesirable arrangement because, well, you're not making anything off of it. You're not seeing a check. They're not the money's not making it to you. And if the money goes into the government's hands, so what? That just means the government has more money with which to grow itself with and to get bigger and more intrusive and more expensive than ever. And that also would mean that the oil that they're pulling out of the ground would cost more if they are paying royalties to the U.S. government on it, because then they're, in addition to all the taxes that those companies pay and pass on to the consumer, they then have to pass on the cost of paying whatever those royalties are to the consumer, thereby driving up the cost of oil. So, first of all, I can't agree with you that these royalties, if they really exist, are in any way beneficial to you and I. I don't see how that would be the case. Hello, Andrea.
Okay, you made your point.
Any thoughts?
I think it's terrible that we're not seeing anything out of any of it. But,
you'll never see anything out of whatever the government's doing because they don't care about you and they're not interested in helping you. They're interested in enriching themselves and their buddies in industry, and that's why these agreements exist. The U.S. federal government has access and has claim of ownership over acres and acres. I mean, billions, millions of acres. I don't know how many, but there's a hell of a lot, especially west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
They own a good
Nevada's
chunk.
They own a bunch of Nevada.
A good chunk of the West, anything that's national forest land, all of that stuff. You know, the federal government has a lot of land, and they aren't interested in taking care of it. That's why they let companies come in and do things like clear cut and strip mine and do some of the things that you're talking about, because it's in the company's best interest to essentially line the pockets of the bureaucrats by renting their land from them. The bureaucrats themselves don't really care about the land because it's not really theirs. They don't own it. They're just bureaucratic managers of it. And so the companies win, the bureaucrats win, and we all lose because we don't get to actually own that land. The individuals don't get to own the land and therefore put it to its best possible use in the marketplace. So overall, it's a tragic situation for more reasons than just that you aren't getting a cut of the rent money. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ideally, the federal government should disappear and all of its land be sold off to private owners, because then the private owners could use that land for whatever purposes they saw fit. Some might decide to turn them into industrial purposes, in which case they would likely mine them or drill them or take care of them in a probably better fashion than they currently do, because now they act like renters as opposed to acting like owners, as opposed to being owners who are concerned with the future viability of the land and so therefore have an interest in ensuring that the land stays viable and safe and all of that into the future, so in case they need to sell it someday, they'll easier be able to sell it on the marketplace. Also, it opens up the option for organizations like the Nature Conservancy and Ducks Unlimited or whatever the other groups are out there, Audubon Society, I think is one of them, these private groups to come in and purchase up swaths of land, essentially, because land is pretty cheap if you're not in an industrialized, urbanized zone. So they can buy up swaths and swaths of land and essentially protect it to whatever level of standards they decide is right. And that would be the best way to handle that land. Unfortunately, right now, that's not the case. 800-259-9231 across the pond to the UK. Tommy is on the line with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tommy. Tommy?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Tommy?
Hey, can you hear me?
Ooh, we can, but it's sounding like you're on in a bad cell. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold.
See if we can clear up.
Maybe try to either clear it up or have you call back here in a moment and get a better cell. 1-800-259-9231. I'm hoping we get Tommy back because I want to know what happens in the U.K. Not that this is why he was calling, but he's in the U.K. and we talked about the U.K. in the first
so
hour.
So he must be a U.K. legal expert.
He may know. I don't know. But what happens if you tell the police you don't want to give them your ID? Because you can do that in some situations here in the United States and get away with it. Our buddy Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com did successfully achieve that the other day in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he has said he's going to call in about that tomorrow night, so we look forward to talking to him then. 800-259-9231. Meantime, quick corrupt cop story from StopTheDrugWar.org. In Providence, Rhode Island, three Providence police officers were arrested March 4th on charges they helped in a cocaine-dealing operation. Narcotics detective, of course, Joseph Colanduno, Sergeant Stephen Gonsalves, and Patrolman Robert Hamlin have been suspended without pay. Wow, they're pretty serious down there.
Wow.
Normally they get suspended with pay when cops are suspended. Anyway, the trio went down after a four-month investigation whose primary target was Hamlin's brother, Albert, who's described as a major cocaine dealer. Robert Hamlin, a school resource officer at Providence High School, is accused of helping his brother avoid arrest by giving him the names of narcotics detectives and descriptions of their cars. Hamlin is charged with conspiracy to possess cocaine, while Gonsalves is charged with soliciting another to commit a crime, and Colanduno is charged with conspiracy to deal cocaine and compounding and concealing a felony. Just another day on the force. 1-800-259-9231. The school resource officer involved in coke dealing. Things that make you go, where do you think the cops, the kids at school are getting their coke from?
Makes you wonder.
Yeah. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include our webcam. You can go over and interact with other listeners because there's a chat room on the same page. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com.
Take the smartpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use smartpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. There's also a proxy link beneath each one of the search results that you can use to have complete privacy while you search, peruse that website. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. We're going to try Tommy again in the UK. Had a bad connection the first time. Hopefully, we'll have better luck this time. Tommy, are you with us? Tommy? Tommy in the UK going once? Tommy in the UK going twice?
It is a pretty long distance call, yeah.
Yeah, that is. All right. Well, thanks for the try, Tommy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we'll move along to El Salvador, where James Dunlap over at LouRockwell.com is going to tell us a little story about healthcare. Because we hear a lot about how all the rest of the world has gone socialist. The rest of the world is socialist. The U.S. is the only holdout as a 50% socialist healthcare system because this is not a free market here in the United States. And I doubt it's a free market in El Salvador. I have not done a whole lot of digging, but James Dunlap nonetheless has an interesting story. In the United States, the current debate over healthcare reform is really no debate at all. Both sides of the argument accept the fundamental principle of government intervention. Today, because how many Republicans are proposing the government get out of healthcare? They're not. They're just saying, well, keep the status quo, or maybe change this over here or change that over there. They're not saying get the government out. They're not saying we need a free market. Anyway, today, few can recall when a time when health care was not considered an entitlement. Americans caught up in this racket would do well to look south to El Salvador. It's been half a century since medical care in the United States could be described as a business. In El Salvador, that's exactly what it is, a business. There, the customer, the patient, meets the service providers, doctors, labs, hospitals, pharmacies, at that voluntary, mutually beneficial place known as the market price. The typical doctor's offices I've encountered are two-room suites in buildings that are physically attached to small private hospitals. This is the arrangement from my pediatrician, endocrinologist, and otolaryngologist, a reception waiting area, and another space that serves as both office and examining room. This is low overhead at its finest. Only two people are involved, the doctor and his receptionist. No nurses, staff, no large group practices, and no offices jammed with secretaries and insurance filers. There's only the receptionist out front that makes your appointments, takes your payment, and writes your receipt.
Yeah, and this is what adds on all the cost in the situation. Doctors have to fill out much more paperwork in order to, you know, satisfy the insurance company.
They have to hire people specifically for the purpose of filling out paperwork. That's their job.
Well, the doctors fill it out, and so that means fewer people that they can see, and then they hire people that have to fill it out and then follow it up in order to get paid 90 days, 120 days later.
Which means prices go up.
Yeah.
Because somebody has to cover that cost. Anyway, in El Salvador, a routine office visit costs about $35, cash or check. There's no mention of insurance for these routine services. Any dealing with this issue is strictly between you and your insurance company. The physician's role is to provide service, receive your payment, and hand you the proper receipts.
When you take your car in to get an oil change, does your insurance company pay for it? That'd be ridiculous, and you certainly wouldn't expect the oil change place to handle that insurance filing for you.
Furthermore, all the doctors I've dealt with in San Salvador have their personal cell phone numbers printed on their business cards. I recently took my son for his regular medication update. It's a routine visit, something we do every 3 to 4 months. The pediatrician's visit goes something like this. I call, and the receptionist, who recognizes my voice, makes an appointment for 6 p.m. the next day. My son and I arrive, and because of the hour, there's usually only a brief wait. We're greeted by name and ushered back to see the English-speaking doctor. Since he ordered blood work on our last visit, he goes over the results in great detail, taking the time to talk to me about my son's progress and growth. The doctor gives my son a complete physical and records the findings. On any given visit, the doctor answers his landline and cell phones 3 or 4 times, to receive updates on patients or to discuss various ongoing treatments. These calls rarely last more than a minute or two, and it never seems disruptive. Indeed, I'm impressed with the doctor's efficient use of time. When he's finished, he writes the prescription and sends us on our way with a firm handshake. Back in the outer office, I pay cash, and we leave. The same pediatrician also doubles as our family physician, seeing my wife and myself on routine cases. On one visit, my wife, still suffering from a lingering sinus infection, went along with me and my son. When called, we all went back into the examining room. The doctor examined both my wife and son. In the end, he didn't charge for my wife's visit and gave her enough sample medication for the first 24 hours of an additional round of treatment. The doctor, having read some recent updates on my son's medication, suggested an EKG and wrote out an order. He also phoned ahead and said the cardiologist would be ready for us in 15 minutes. I was, of course, in full conditioned response mode, panicked at the hassle, time, and cost this EKG would surely entail. As it turned out,
I went to the hospital for an EKG. I had a pain in my left arm, which, not a good thing. Turns out it was a muscle strain, right?
Hmm.
But it was the middle of the night. My arm was hurting. I decided, you know, I better go to the emergency room, and then, you know, you start talking about it with your wife, and then you're really off on off to the races. So we went there, I was insured by MasterCard, you know, and as a matter of fact, I still am. It was $550 for the EKG.
Oh, wait, I just find out how much this
one
was.
I just want to give people some clarity. I know it has to be cheap.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, he paid $35 for a routine office. He says it's $35 for a routine office visit. So, I mean, go ahead, take a stab. What's an EKG scan cost?
I bet you it's $35, too.
All right, we'll come to that here in a moment. As it turned out, the cardiologist's office was just upstairs. I sent my wife and son ahead while I settled up the bill with the pediatrician's receptionist. When I arrived at the cardiologist 10 minutes later,
I wish I could get my teeth cleaned for $35.
They were done. Another 10 minutes, and I had two copies of the EKG. I paid $25 in cash, and we were on our way.
Wow.
1 hour beyond our original appointment with the pediatrician. Now, high-tech specialists follow a similar pattern. My wife's sinus problem proved to be more serious and required surgery. The otolaryngologist came highly recommended. No, I'm butchering that. Otolaryngologist.
This is the ear, nose, and throat guy?
I don't know. Came highly. You can check that one out if you'd like, Mark. Came highly recommended.
Can't spell it after what's your pronunciation.
Otolaryngologist. Did you get all that? No. Anyway, it came highly recommended. We made an appointment for later in the week. No problems. No referral necessary. We arrived at another private hospital to discover a beautifully appointed waiting room with a single receptionist. The doctor's office was equipped with the very latest video and endoscopic technology. After a thorough examination, he ordered a CT scan. Now, since it was after 6:30 p.m., he called ahead. The radiologist agreed to stay late to complete the procedure. We drove a short distance and found another amazing setup. One receptionist, one CT technician, and a female radiologist. Her office contained just one CT machine, obviously the very latest, all in a storefront at a shopping center 2 blocks from the hospital. The procedure was not cheap, at $265. But I bet you couldn't get it done for that here in the States.
And what was this procedure?
A CT scan.
Okay.
But we were done and on our way in less than an hour. The typewritten diagnosis and CT films in hand.
Open areologist is an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Thank you for that. Such convenience and efficiency in an American medical practice is difficult to imagine. Labs and pharmacies also show careful attention to customer service. The lab we use is not in a medical complex, but in a small commercial office building. It's open on Saturdays. Very helpful when my son needs to arrive in a fasting state. The receptionist at the counter reads the doctor's lab order, looks up the prices, rings up the total, and presents the bill. Here I pay with my debit card. In the next room, a technician draws blood with an attitude of cheerfulness, largely missing in the American scene. On one visit, my son had his blood drawn by the owner of the lab himself, a well-respected San Salvador pathologist. In El Salvador, numerous pharmacies, national chains, and independent stores alike compete in a vigorous marketplace that places high value on customer service. Pharmacies routinely post the prices of popular medications, the majority of which are available without a prescription. Often two or three stores from competing chains are in the same block, sometimes in the same building. If they're out of stock on any given medication, the clerk will phone another location nearby. The pharmacy's motorcycle delivery man will ride over, retrieve my prescription, and deliver it right to my front door. As always, customer service comes first. Quality, low overhead, excellent service, payment when services are rendered, these are the hallmarks of a market system. If only the would-be healthcare reformers would use El Salvador's market medicine as an example of what could be done in the United States. There is one note. El Salvador does have a state-run healthcare system. Since I have had no personal contact with that aspect of Salvadoran medicine, I can offer no information on that subject. But it certainly sounds like market competition is alive and well in the El Salvadoran marketplace.
It's what's going to cheapen healthcare and provide the very best healthcare for people, and no one seems to believe it.
Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Well, because government makes everything cheaper. Oh, well... No, that's not the guess at all.
$500 ashtrays.
Hour number 3 on the way. You bring up anything, take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.